Hello everyone and welcome to the Property Investment Blueprint Podcast. Imagine being able to earn passive income, build generational wealth whilst gaining total freedom from your business or job. That is what Property Investment Blueprint Podcast is all about. I am your host, Rahim Bah. In less than 5 years, I was able to start my property investment journey from zero to building a multi-million pound property investment portfolio that generates passive income that allows my wife and I to quit our jobs. And now I want to show you how to do the same. I will share with you how to create wealth without creating a job. You will learn the exact same investment strategies I use to multiply my net worth to over seven figures all before the age of 30. If you want to learn all about low-risk property investing, achieve financial freedom, and live the life you truly desire, this podcast is going to show you exactly how to do it. Have you ever felt like invisible chains are holding you back? Today, we're smashing those chains with five life-changing hacks to overcome your limiting belief and open doors to your superpower. Hey guys, it's Rahim. Welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, smash the subscribe button because I talk about property investment, personal development, and how to gain financial freedom. Have you ever doubted yourself or you feel stuck? You are not alone because I was in the exact position a few years ago. I was in a position where I doubted myself. I don't want to hear about myself. And I'm always worried about how people think about me. And I was in a prison of my own thoughts. So in this video, I'm going to share with you five life-changing habits I implemented to take me from being shy, not being able to do nothing, to be able not just to present my idea, but to able to use my ideas, my knowledge and experience to start from getting one property, second property, third property, to building a multi-million pound property investment portfolio. So what I'm about to share with you will not just help you eradicate your limiting belief and open doors to your superpower, but it also help you determine the way you want to live your life and become very successful. Let's get to it. First off, pinpoint your limiting beliefs. What do I mean by that? For me, I was worried about my accent. I was worried about how I look like. I was worried how people think about me. I was also worried about not being born in this country. I wrote those things down and questioned their truth. And I asked myself whether this is really what's stopping me from achieving my goal, or whether it is just a perception. And what I did, I prepared to challenge each and every limiting belief I wrote down. So what did I do? First thing, I was worried about my accent. So what I did, I learned that my accent is my accent. I'm not going to change that. That is me. I learned to know that that's how I am. That's how I've been made. Nothing else will change me from sounding the way I sound. The second thing was my color. My color was one of the biggest obstacles that stopped me from thriving to achieving my dreams. I said to myself, I'm me. I'm not going to change me. I'm not going to bleach myself. You either like me the way I look or you don't. And what I've also done, I look at successful people around me, what races, what colors, or where they're from. And I realize most of the people are different people. Some of them look like me and some of them do not look like me. And I realized my accent and my color really, truly is not a real obstacle that should stop me from achieving what I set myself to achieve. And the other thing was worrying about what people think about me, worrying about having negative results. And then what I've learned from doing that is believing that in order for me to get to where I am, to where I want to go, I need to learn and understand that I'm going to have lots of no's along the ways before I get a yes. So once I've engraved that in myself, I did the next step. The next step was to rewire my brain with positive affirmations. So what do I mean by positive affirmation? Positive affirmation is good things or positive vibes you say to yourself to boost your confidence. So I started saying things like, I'm a doer, I'm action taker, I'm relentless, I'm never giving up, I'm whole, I'm a giver, I'm unique, I was born to be different. So I start saying all this affirmation to myself. And then when I started saying this, it sounds really weird and strange at the beginning because it feels like I'm lying to myself. But what happened basically, I was able to change and rewire my brain to believe in these positive affirmations. And these positive affirmations allow me to grow confidence, believe in my accent, not worrying about how I look, and knowing that I'm going to get lots of no's before I get to my one yes. Now, this is important. The third thing I did was to surround myself with successful people, positive people, the people that would help me, believe in me, in order to get me a little bit closer to achieving my dream. Here's the reason why I decided to do that, because I saw a research that really read and said, you are the average of the five people you surround yourself with. When I looked at it, I realized I have not surrounded myself with people that are successful. Instead, I was with people that are battery drainers, people that do not believe in me, people that tells me I cannot do what I set myself to do, people that tells me I wasn't born in this country, people that tell me that I cannot do what I set myself to achieve purely because the way I look, the way I sound, and where I came from. So what I did, I moved away from those people, and then I start surrounding myself with positive people that believed in me, that encouraged me, that motivated me, that are doing better than I'm currently doing. So obviously that then continuously motivated me, that then continuously enables me to learn, and it continuously enabled me to become confident in what I'm saying. I'm not worrying about my accent, not worrying about how I look, and not worrying about whether I'm getting things right or wrong. Because for me, that enables me to understand that every mistake I made is a massive lesson to get me a little bit closer to achieving my goals. So surrounding yourself with positive people, networking with like-minded individuals, people that are doing what you're doing or doing better than what you're doing, would only expedite your journey and take you a lot faster to getting closer to achieving the dreams you set yourself to achieve. The fourth hack is visualization. Now this is important. It is one of the most important, if not the important. So what I do every single day in the morning, I picture myself visualizing myself achieving what I set myself to achieve. So I visualize as if I've already achieved it. I feel the success, the happiness, and the freedom of achieving my goals. This mental rehearsal primes me for the real world of action, because in my head, I've already visualized it, I've seen it happening, I've manifested it. I feel the success, and I know it's really, really good. In my head, it's just to go and get what I set myself to achieve. So visualizing what you set yourself to achieve gets you a little bit closer to getting to where you want to go. I'll give an example. Suppose you saw a girl that you like, that you want, really, really want this girl or this boy. This boy literally is the person you want to settle with. So what happens in your mind first is to visualize how you're going to be spending time with this amazing lady or this beautiful lady or this amazing guy. So once you visualize that, you then kind of get yourself into that euphoria, which then allows you to approach that boy or that girl, because in your head, it's like you've already achieved what you set yourself to achieve. That then gives you the confidence to speak to that boy or a girl, and that boy or girl end up being your partner and eventually become your wife, and then hopefully you end up settling with that person. The fifth hack, take action despite fear. You see, in order for me to be able to be confident and able to eradicate my limiting beliefs, I embrace fear and do what I set myself to do anyways. Because whether I fail on it, I achieved it or not, I still decided to take that action, because that action enables me to learn from whatever I've done in order to overcome that obstacle. Especially when I realize fear is not something real. It's something that you form into your mind and then becomes a barrier to get you to where you want to go. Because believe me, Emil, the other side of fear has nothing to worry about. So embrace fear. Do it anyways. Do it when you're most fearful. Do it not worrying about what people think about you. Say to yourself you will do it no matter what. Start with small steps, baby steps. Celebrate each victory and each wins along the way. And remember, progress, not perfection, is what matters. As long as we're making one step at a time and we're going through our fears, you will soon realize fear is what you form in your brain. There you have it, 5 hacks to eliminate your unlimiting beliefs and unlock your full potential. Which hack would you try first? Comment on the comment section below. and let us know how you're getting on. If you like this video or any of my videos, hit the like button below, subscribe to my channel for more amazing videos. I look forward to sharing the next one. That's all for today, and thanks to our guests for sharing their property investment journey with us. It has been a truly inspirational story to me, and I hope it has been an inspiration to you too to take the leap of faith to start or scale your property investment adventure. In the meantime, if you would like to share your investment journey, I have made it really easy. Just go to rahimbad.com/guest, fill out a short questionnaire to sign up, and we will get in touch. Whilst you're there, sign up for my monthly newsletter to get your property investment news and updates, or connect with me in Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Rahim Bar, and TikTok, Rahim Bar 101. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to smash the like button and leave me a review wherever you're listening or watching from. I shall see you next time.